सो परीक्षित जी आस्क वन क्वेश्चन टू सुखदेव जी, यद रूपम यद अधिष्ठानम यत सृष्टमिदम प्रभो यत संस्थान यत परम यत तत्तत्व वद तत्वतः, प्लीज टेल मी अबाउट दिस क्रिएशन, हु इज द सब्सक्रिप्शन, व्हाट इज इट्स नेचर, हाउ इट हैज कम इनटू एग्जिस्टेंस, एंड देन आफ्टर दैट वी सॉ दैट ब्रह्मा जी आंसर द क्वेश्चन वाज आस्क बाय परीक्षित टू सुखदेव. Sukhdev ji said that I will tell you that this question was asked by Narad ji to Brahma ji. So I am going to give you the reply which Brahma ji gave to Narad ji. This you will find in the Puran always. So that the, there should not be any ego of the questioner that this is my fresh question. And the guru who is giving the answer also should not have any ego that this is my solution. So Parichit ji said that it is not my answer. What Brahma ji said to Narad ji, I am going to tell you the same. So Sukhdev ji first saluted. Tasmai namo bhagavate vasudevaya dhimahi yan mayaya durjayaya mam bruvanti jagat gurum. First he salutes the Bhagwan. Tasmai namo bhagavate vasudevaya dhimahi. I salute to Bhagwan Vasudeva and I meditate on him. Yan maya, it is because of his maya. Durjaya, very difficult to cross, very difficult to get rid of that. Durjaya, mam bruvanti jagat gurum. People think I am jagat guru. People tell Brahmaji as jagat guru. Why? Because he is the creator, he is the first person. So people think he is jagat guru. But who is Jagadguru? Krishnam Bande Jagadguru. Krishna is the Jagadguru. Vasudeva is the Jagadguru. Vimohita Vikatante Mam Ahamiti Durdaya. And they, deluded by this Maya, what they think? They think this body is Atma. They don't know Atma and they think this body is Atma. And they are bound by Mam and Aham. Mam and Aham. What is Aham? Ego. Aham. Mam. Possessiveness. Mam, mam, mam. All day we are doing Mera ghar, Meri gaadi, Mera, Mera, Mera. This is Mam. And Aham, the doer. Aham karta iti Aham. Then after that it is said, Narayan paraveda, Deva Narayan angajaha, Narayan paraloka, Narayan paramakha. Narayan, Vishnu is the goal of Veda. From Veda you get the knowledge about the Narayan, Paraveda. Deva Narayan Angaja, and all devatas are born from the limbs of Narayan. Everybody is dependent on Narayan. Narayan Paraloka, all world manifested from Narayan. All world, 14 lokas, 7 upper lokas and 7 lower lokas, all manifested from Narayan. Narayan Paramakha, and all yajna we are doing for pleasing Narayan. Narayan Paro Yoga. Narayan is the ultimate object of the yoga. Everybody wants to attain that Narayan by the yoga. Narayan Paratapa, and all the tapas are for the for pleasing Narayan. Narayan Paramjnanam, and by the spiritual knowledge you get that Narayan. Narayan Paragati, and that is the supreme ultimate goal of each person. And last time I told you what is Narayan, what is the meaning of Narayan, who will tell me? Naranam Ayan, it is Narayan. Who is the Ayan? Ayan means the abode, abode of all Nara. What is the definition of Nara? Naramate Visayusi iti Nara. Nara is that who does not revel in sense object. He is Nara. And those who revel in sense object, they are called? Asura. Because Asu means pran. Pran represents all sense objects. So those who revel in sense objects are all Asura. And those who do not revel, they are called Nara. So Narayan is Naranam Ayam. He is the abode of Nara. So who can reach Narayan? Those who do not revel in sense object. Narayan.
Saturday with the water.
Yes, everything should not be repeated, should be given in only little bit of Don't expect everything. Since you have reminded me, let me tell that. Nar means also water. And means abode. Whose abode is in the water. So Narayan is always sleeping in that causal water. That causal water is the cause of whole creation. We call it Chirsagar or whatever you call, but the whole water is called the causal water. Causal water means the cause of the whole universe, including Pind and Brahman, individual and the whole cosmos. Our birth is also because of one drop of the semen of my father. That also is water only. So the whole creation has come out of that water. So that is called Narayan. Sattam rajas tamah iti nirgunasya gunastra. That nirgun Narayan has got three guna. He has got a maya shakti which has got three guna. Sattva, rajas and tamas. Sthiti sarga nirodesu grihita maya vibho. And with the help of that maya, he creates sarga, sthiti, sustain, and nirodha, dissolves. So three things we are continuously seeing in this course. The creation is coming in. Continuously births are going on. They stay for some time and then they die. So this is done by maya. Then what happened? Karya karan kartitve drabya jnana kriyasriyaha bhagnanti nityada muktam mayinam purusham guna bhagnanti nityada muktam. That Narayan is nitya mukta. Nitya mukta. But these three guna, they bind him. They bind that Narayan. How they bind? We are all the examples for that. We are all Brahman, but we don't accept that we are Brahman. We are all bound. We have become Jiva. So how he does that? Karya Karan. Karya Karan means karma means effect. Karan means cause. Or Kartitva means doership. So there is, you will find in the whole world, there is a cause-effect, relationship is there, and the doership is there. I am the doer. By these three things he binds. We say in Gita, ahankar vimudatma karta hamiti manyate. Ahankar vimudatma, not mood, vishesh rupena mood. Ahankar vimudatma karta hamiti manyate. He thinks himself, I am the karta. And according to the Lord, we all are vimudha, vishesh rupena mudha. He says, you are not karta. Who is karta? Who is karta? No?
Atma is
a karta. Prakriti is karta. So there are only two things, atma and prakriti. If atma is a karta, Prakriti is karta. If Prakriti is karta, then who am I? You are not a jiva. There are only two things, anatma and atma, where from the jiva is coming. There is Brahman only. Anyway, then what happened after that? This Purusha covers himself with Triguna. This Sattva, Rajas and Tamas Guna, he covers himself. Outside also, he is substratum of the whole world, but he has covered with the name and forms. So we are able to see only Naam Roop. Whole Jagat we are able to see the Naam Roop. And inside us, he is there as an Atman. But we are not able to see it, experience it, because it is covered by Trigun. Trigun means this whole body is made of Trigun. We learnt little bit about our Gyanendriya and Karmendriya in our last Tattvabodh class. How they evolve. So in Bhagavata also now it is coming. Verse number 21.
Atmanya drichaya praptam bilubhushulupadade kalal.
Kalam karma.
Oh, sorry.
Kalam karma swabhavancha mayesho mayaya swaya atmanya drichaya praptam.
Atmanan yatrichaya. He was ekoham and he desired bahusyama. He was alone, but he wanted to become many. Bahusyama. Why he wanted to become many? He was alone. one Brahman. And then he was lying in the causal water. He was bored. Koi bhi nahi hai. Bahushyama, I want to be many. Leela, many people ask this question. Why he created this world? The purpose is given here. He said, yad atmanam yad ichchaya praptam. He desired that. Okay, I want to become many. Then what happened? Kalam karmam sohavam cha maya isha. Maya isha mayapati. He is the mayapati. Maya isha maya swaya. Maya created this kal, karma and sabhava. And they immediately came to him, to the mayapati, without putting in any effort. Kal means time. Karma means action. Swabhav means all our individual vasanas and swabhav means nature of each material, you can say. Like the sugar has got the sweetness, is the swabhav of sugar. So that swabhav, all they came to him. Without putting in any effort, the time came to Mayapati and karma came and swabhav came. They were all in unmanifested form. They all came to him. Then what happened?
Kalad gunavati karah parinama swabhavatah karmano janma mahatah purushadhisthitadabhutah.
Then kalad gunapatikara, time disturbed the equilibrium of sattva, rajas and tamas. When there was no manifestation, then what happened? The kal, time, disturbed this sattva, rajas, tamas. They were in equilibrium state. Then parinama sabhavata, and sabhav transformed them. Transformation started into action. Karmano janma mahata, and then the mahat tattva came out. Because of this transformation, the first manifestation is called mahat tattva. Original situation was Brahman or the Narayan was there in the causal water. He wanted to become many. The first manifestation, at that time it was unmanifest, he was alone. First manifestation is mahat tattva. It is said, karmano janma mahata. Mahat tattva start. What is this mahat tattva? Mahat tattva is just like when you soak a seed overnight. In the morning you will find it has swollen. But the jacket is not broken. It is just swollen. That portion, that is, that the Mahatma ji explained this way. This is mahat tattva. Just it has swollen. That is mahat tattva. How kal disturbed, how time disturbed it. Many people ask this question when sattva, rajas and tamas was in an equilibrium state. Who disturbed that equilibrium? Perhaps in our last Gita class I explained maybe. It is like we go into that unmanifest state every day. In Tattvabodh we discussed.
Last class.
How we go to unmanifest state every day? In deep sleep we go every day. At that time the whole world is unmanifest. Nothing is there. Then you sleep for 7 hours, 8 hours or 6 hours. What makes you wake up? What makes you wake up? You don't want to lie down now. Nobody wants to sleep 24 hours a day. What makes you wake up? Your prarabdha of that day. That you have done some karma in the past, now it has fructified. And it is ready to give you fruits. That fruit may be joy or sorrow. So you have to experience next 16 hours in your waking period, the joy and sorrow of your past action. And once that is given, the fruit of action is given, you go again back to the unmanifest state. You go back to the deep sleep state. Same thing happens in the cosmos also. So the time has come to give fruit of action to all jiva. There is not one jiva. We are talking in the individual term. We have seen how it happens every day. The same thing happens in the cosmos. Now all the jivas, they have got some unmatured fruit of action which has ripened now, and for that each jiva has to come, and the Lord has to create the field of experience also. Field of experience means cosmos also He has to create. So how the creation is coming? The first from the unmanifest form, Mahat Tattva comes. Next.
Mahatastu vigunanat radasattva upabrimhitat tamam pradana svabhavat dravya jnana kriyatmakah.
Mahatastu vikarnat. Now this mahat is now modifying. There is a change, there is a transformation in the mahat. What happened? Rajaha, rajagun, sattvaha, sattvaguna, then upabhrantita, tama pradana, and tama also disturbed. All the three were disturbed. So what happened? Abhavat, drabhya, jnana, kriyatmakaha. Drabhya, from tamagun came drabhya, from sattvagun came jnana, from rajagun came kriya. So three gunas were disturbed, and from three gunas these three things came. From tamogun came drabhya, from rajogun came kriya, and sattogun jnana. Clear? Achha. Then
soham kara iti proktah vikurvan samabhutridha vaikarikastaijasascha tamasastiti yadvidha dravya shakti kriya shakti jnana shakti iti prabho.
So that state was ka sah ahankara iti proktah. That state was called ahankara. When the disturbance happened after mahatattva, now that state is called ahankar, unmanifest state. First manifestation is mahatattva. From mahatattva came ahankar. So ahankar prokta vikurvan samabhutridha vaikarik tejascha tamascha iti yad vidha. Vaikarik, vaikarik means sattva. Tejas, rajas. Tamas, tamas gun. These are the three guna. Then what happened from three guna? Drabhya Shakti. Drabhya Shakti. From tamas came the drabhya, material. In the next Tattvabodh class, we are going to discuss the tamogun and how tamogun grossified into whole Panch Mahabhut. We will be discussing in our next class there. Drabhya Shakti, Kriya Shakti, Jnana Shakti, Itirita Prabho. And by these three, we have got the three Shaktis. One is the Jnana Shakti. Jnana Shakti. We perceive sense objects through our five organs of perception and mind. And Antahkaran. So Jnanendriya plus Antahkaran is the Jnana Shakti. Karmendriya and Panch Pran is called the Kriya Shakti. Five organs of action plus prana, they are called kriya because there is action there. In Jnanendriya and Manabuddhi, there is perception. We are receiving the knowledge of the world. And Drabhya Shakti, Tamogun is the Drabhya Shakti. When Tamogun was grossified in a particular formula, that formula we will learn in our Tattvabodh class, then these five gross elements came into existence. Abhitak it was only subtle element. Subtle element means which you cannot perceive. So five great elements first came in the subtle form, and after that tamogun grossified it. How it grossified? We will learn in our Tattvabodha class. Yes, it's all together. Antahkarana. So what is this Drabhya Shakti? After grossification, what happened is the five gross elements. What are those five gross elements? Akasha, Vayu, Agni, Jal, Prithvi. What we see now, that is the grossified one. And each has got a power. Like Prithvi has got power to multiply. Sow a seed and it will multiply into many, hundreds. But don't sow dollar, it will not multiply. Dravya Shakti. Then the water also has got power, hydel power. Banate na lo, bijli banate, powerhouse with the hydel. Then fire also. Thermal plants we make, that also has got a power. Then air, windmill, you get the power. And the whole space is accommodating all this power. Now imagine his power. This is Dravya Shakti. So Tamogun has got Dravya Shakti, Rajogun has got Kriya Shakti, and Sattogun has got Jnana Shakti. So the three Shaktis came. And we have all these Shakti in each individual. Sab mein hai.
Tamasada vibhutade vigunanad bhunnavah tasya matra guna shabda lingam yatrashtu drishyo.
Tamasada vibhutade, from this tamasahankar, what came? From this tamasahankar came bhutadi vigunanad nabha. Nabha means space. Now you can see the chart here. In Tattvabodh we have learned, na? There was Brahman. Brahman has got his, and we call Brahman Sat Chit Anand. And he has got his power which is called Maya. Maya has got three guna, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. And Maya is Brahmasraya, is dependent on Brahman. Brahman can stay without Maya, but Maya cannot stay without Brahman. So Maya has got Satchidanand because if it wants to exist, it has to exist on Satchidanand, on the Brahman. And it has got its own guna, which are called Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. From the Tamasic Ansa came the space. And what is the quality of space? Tasya Matra Guna Sabda. The quality of the space is sound, sabda. Lingam yad drishta drishyo. The moment the sabda came, sound came, the sound is an object, it is seen, it is experienced. There came the drashta also, the seer, the experiencer. The moment sound was born, two things came, seer and seen, drashta and drishya. Okay, next, what came from Nava?
Navasotha vikurnanan bhutsparsha guno nilaha paramayan chabda vamscha pranayojasa hovalam.
Navasta vikurvarnat, transformation in the space, abhuta, what? Sparsa guno anila. Anila means Vayu. And what is the attribute, the quality of Vayu? Sparsa, touch. Now you will find Paran Vayancha Sabda. As because it is born from the sky, it has got the quality of sky also. So how many qualities sky has got? Only one, sound. So the air has got sound and touch. Dekho, jab jor se hawa aati hai, you get the sound of air, na? Sound, and at the same time touch also. And you have to remember, all the fives are not directly coming from the Maya. They are coming one after another. Cause, effect, cause, effect, cause, effect. So anything coming out of any cause will have the same quality in the effect. Hoga ki nahi? Suppose if you are making gold ornament from the pure gold, 24 karat gold, the ornament will be also 24 karat. Now you mix it with, to make it harden, you mix, say, copper. And from that if you make, then what will happen? The quality of the gold and the copper will come. Add another thing, brass or silver or lead. If five things are mixed, what will happen? Anything made of that will have all those five things. Similar, the same thing is happening here. Started from Sachidanand, Sachidanand's quality came into Maya. So Sachidanand plus Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. From that Maya came Akash. Its guna is sound. So Akash has got Sat, Chit, Anand. Akash has got three guna, Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. And its own guna, its own quality, sound. From the space came air. So air has got Sachidanand, it has got Sattva, Rajas, Tamas. As because it has come from sky, it has got sound and it has got its own quality, touch. Now from air came fire. Let us see how it came. 27.
उत्पद्यत
वायुरपि
वायुरपि विगुणान कालकर्म स्वभावतः उत्पद्यतेजो वै रूपवत् स्पर्श शब्दवत्
नाउ देयर वाज ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन इन वायु एंड व्हाट वाज द कॉज काल कर्म स्वभावतः काल कर्म स्वभाव इज कॉमन टू ऑल बिकॉज ऑफ द टाइम देयर वाज फ्रक्टिफिकेशन ऑफ फ्रूट ऑफ एक्शन काल कर्म स्वभाव एंड देयर वाज ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन इन द नेचर ऑल्सो उत्पद्य तेज मीन्स द फायर केम आउट फ्रॉम वेयर फ्रॉम वायु वही रूपवत स्पर्श शब्दवत एंड व्हाट वाज द स्पेशलिटी ऑफ फायर रूप इट इज द फर्स्ट टाइम यू विल फाइंड द स्पेस देर इज नो रूप नो फॉर्म इन द एयर ऑल्सो यू डोंट फाइंड एनी रूप It is the first time when the fire is burning, when the flame, you see a form. So its own quality is rupa. And it has borrowed two qualities from its cause. What are those two qualities? It is said, sparsa and sabda. Sparsa came from air. Sabda came from? Are you understanding? Sequence one by one. I am going slow. Then 28. Tejastu.
Tejasastu vikurnanad asidabhyo rasatmakam rupavat sparshavat jambhya ghoshavat cha paranvayat.
Tejastu vikurnanad. And from teja, from the fire, came out what? Ambha. Ambha means water. And what is quality? Rasatmakah. Ras. Taste. And it borrowed other quality from? Its cause. What are the other qualities? Rupavat, sparsa, ghoshavach. Three other, this came from earlier causes.
Visheshastu vikurnanad ambhaso gandhamambhuta paranvayad rasa sparsha shabda rupa gunanvitah.
Visheshastu vikurnanad ambhaso gandhamambhuta. From that water came prithvi. Gandhavan bhuta, gandhavan, and it's the special quality is the smell. You might have experienced that smell when in the scorching heat, the first time when it rains in India, you will find a sweet smell of the earth. That is the smell. Gandhavan. Amba Gandhavan, and from its cause, what it's got? Rasa, Sparsa, Sabda, and Rupa. The four from the earlier it got. So, how many qualities? Earth has got five, and three Sattva, Rajas, Tamas, eight, and Sachidanand, 11. And how many Akash has got? 7. Satchidanand 3, Sattvarajas Tamas 6 and 1, sound 7. Who is the gross, who is the subtle?
Earth is
grossest. Grossest is the earth, and the subtlest in Panch Mahabhut is
space.
वैकारिकान् मनो जगे देवा वैकारिका दश दिग्वातर्क प्रचोदस्वी वन्नेन्द्रोपेन्द्र मित्रकाः.
Now always remember, each element has got sattva, rajas and tamas. Now it is said vaikarika mana, from the sattva guna. From the sattva guna came mind. You remember we were discussing in the tattva bodha also, organs of perception and the mind, mana buddhi, they all came from sattvic ansa. Apanchikrit Panch Mahabhut. Apanchikrit, not grossified, which are in the subtle form. Subtle form which we cannot see with our organs of perception. That is why, since their cause is subtle, we are not able to see the mind of any person. Subtlety transfers. Since the mind is made of subtle element, that is why we are not able to see the mind. Since the organs of perception, not this, this is gross. This eye, this ear, this is the gross aperture. Inside this is another indriya. We call it subtle indriya. That is made by sattvikans. So here also it is said, vaikarika manah. Vaikarika means from the sattva guna came the mind. And devaha vaikarika tasa, and 10 devatas presiding over 10 organs of perception and action. We have got 5 organs of perception and 5 organs of action. So devatas also came from that, from vaikari. What is devata? Devata is dyotanat deva. One who illumines is called the devata. And these devatas are 10 devatas, 5 organs of perception devatas are Disha, Vayu, Surya, Varun and Aswini Kumar. And for organs of action, it is Agni, Indra, Vishnu, Mitra and Prajapati. So 10 devatas were also born from Sattvic ansa of that Ahankara. Why they were born from Sattva only? Because they all give us the knowledge. Devatas are required for the knowledge part. So all devatas were made from sattvikans.
Taijasa tu vigunana indriyani dashabhavan jnana shakti kriya shakti buddhi pranascha taijaso shrotram tvakhyana drijyuha.
From the Tejas to Vikurmana, Tejas, from Tejas, what is Tejas?
Fire.
No, Rajas.
Rajas.
Rajas Gun. It was said earlier in verse number 24, Vaikarika Tejas cha Tamas. So Vaikarik means Sattva, Tejas means Rajas. And tamas means tamas. So from the tejas guna it is said, 10 indriyan dasabhavan, 10 indriyas, 5 organs of action and 5 organs of perception. They were created from the tejas. And jnana sakti, kriya sakti, buddhi, pranasya, tejaso. And from the tejas ahankar came out also the jnana sakti, kriya sakti, buddhi, prana, pancha prana. And what are their name? 5 organs of perception, 5 organs of action. So 5 organs of perception, eye, ear, nose, then tongue, taste and skin. And organs of action, walk, speech, hands, legs, genital organs and anus, 5. So 5 plus 10, these 10 came out from Tejas answer.
Yadai tejasam gata bhavaha bhutendriya mano gunaha yada yatan nirmane nasheku brahma vittamam.
Yadai tat asangata bhavaha. When they were not united, then when they were in equilibrium state, when sattva-rajas-tamas was not disturbed, asangabhava, then yad etat asangata bhava bhuta indriya mano guna, then the bhuta, mana, indriya and all these three guna, yad ayatan nirmane na sake, when they were not disturbed, there was no creation. There was no creation of individual jiva or the cosmos for exhausting the vasana or for enjoying and suffering the fruit of action. When they come into the association, when the kalma, karma and svabhava disturbed it, when the prarabdha of each jiva disturbed this equilibrium, then the creation started. When there was asangata, there was no disturbance, there was no creation at that time. So the cause of the creation is prarabdha, prarabdha of the each jiva. What is prarabdha? Prarabdha is that we have done some action which has not yet fructified. We do many actions every day and we don't get fruit of action of each action every day. How to understand that? If I feel thirsty, I drink a glass of water, I get the fruit of action then and there. I am hungry, I eat and I get satiated, I get the fruit of action immediately. But if I sow some vegetables, it will take 3 to 4 months time to get the crop. Sow a mango tree, how long will it take to give fruits? 10 years. Similarly, it's not necessary that all your action will give you fruit of action then and there. It will never happen. So if you are born in a rich family, it's your fruit of action coming from the past. If you are born on the pavement, your fruit of action. So whenever the fruit of actions, they fructify and then the creation comes. And before that, they all remain in the seedal form, unmanifest form.
Tada samhatya chanunyam bhagavat shakti choditaha sadasattvam padaya cha ubhayam samsritulhadaha.
Then bhagavat shakti choditaha, because of the willed by the Lord or by powered by the Lord, they come into the existence and they create Pind and Brahmand. That means unless the ruler, the governor, the Lord or Brahman does not wish, it will not come into existence. It is his wish that the whole thing come into existence. And we have studied in our Panchadasi also. You have not attended Panchadasi, you don't know. Paramatma Advayananda Purvam Swamaya. The Paramatma was Purna, full. He was independent. Then Swamaya, by his own Maya Shakti, Swayameva Jagat Bhutva, he became the Jagat. And he was so fascinated, he jumped into it and became Jiva. Pravishat Jiva Rupata. So who is Jiva? Lord. He entered into Jiva. And what is this Jagat? Swayameva Jagat Bhutva, he became Jagat. So Jagat is Lord, Jiva is Lord, and Lord is Lord. So what is there in this world? Only Lord. Nothing else is there. Swayameva Jagat Bhutva, Pravishat Jiva Rupata, he entered as a Jiva. And deluded all of us.
Varsha puga sahasranti तदण्डं मुदकेशयं कालकर्म स्वभावस्तः जीवो जीवं जीवयत.
For thousands and thousand years, this whole thing was in the unmanifest form, under. This was in the unmanifest form, submerged in the water. And then after kala karma sabhava, because of the time, because of the karma, because of our vasanas and sabhava, and the nature of the material, what happened? Jivo jivam jivayat. He enlivened. So who gives the sentiency to all this inert thing? Lord gives sentiency. All these five great elements are inert. So sentiency is given by the Lord.
Saiva purushastasmat andam nirvidya nirgata sahasrorvam krivavaksha sahasradana shishavan.
Saiva purushantam andam nirvidya nirgata. Then this cell, and egg, breaks. Then what comes out of this whole egg? It says sahasra, thousands of uru. Uru means thigh. Then angi, the feet. Then bahu, arms. Aksha, eyes. Sahasra, anan. Anan means face. Then sirsa, head. Thousands of this comes out of one. So we also have got the theory of anda. Ek anda usme se sab nikla. One anda, the thousands and thousands of at a time, sab everything came out.
Yasi havayavai lokan kalpayanti manishinah katyadi virata satta sattortham jagadadivihi.
Yes, yeah, avayava lokan kalpayanti manisena. Manisena means the white people. They imagine. In this cosmic form, they imagine 14 lokas. 7 upper lokas and 7 lower lokas. So, katyadi bhi aradha, adha, katyadi, from the waist and down, are the 7 lokas. And above this waist, 7 lokas in this purush, in the virat purush.
Purushasya mukham brahma kshatrametasya bahavah urvaishasya bhagavatah padbhyam shudrubhya jayatah.
Purushasya mukham brahma. And who is the Brahman? Brahman is the that cosmic form, the Purush. The head is the Brahman. And Kshatriya is the Bahu. Bahu, from Bahu came the Kshatriya. And Vaishya from the thighs. Uru is the thighs. And Sutra Padabhyam from the feet. So we all have got all these four. So this head office is called Brahman. Why it is called Brahman? Because patan, all knowledge happens here only. This is Brahman. Then Kshatriya Bahu. This is Kshatriya. And Vaishya, thigh. And people, Mahatma say, this stomach also is called as Vaishya. And Sudra. Sudra is the service class. Serve the society. So our feet also serve us. All three. Brahman, Sudra, Vaishya. Brahman, Kshatriya. I say Brahman, Sudra, na? Brahman, Kshatriya and Vaishya. Who serves? Sudra.
भूलोक कल्पित पद्भ्याम भुवनलोकस्य नामितः ऋदास्वरलोक उरसा महल्लोको महात्मनः.
भूलोक कल्पित पदभ्याम, फ्रॉम द फीट टू अप टू द वेस्ट इज कॉल्ड द भूलोक. भूलोक मीन्स दिस लोक एंड द लोअर लोक. व्हाट इज भूलोक? इंटर स्पेस. एंड स्व स्वर्गलोक. So three loka we normally chant in our Gayatri Mantra. Om Bhur Bhuva Swa. Bhu is this loka, this prithvi. Bhuva interspace. Swa swarga. So bhu loka kalpita padabhyam. It has come from the feet to this waistline. Bhuva loka se nabhita, from the nabhi, where is the nabhi? Navel say, is the bhuva loka, the interspace. And hrida swarga loka, hrida, the heart is the seat for the swarga loka. Ursa, the chest area, mahar loka, mahatmana. Mahar loka is from the chest area. Then after that,
ग्रीवायं जनलोकश्च तपोलोकस्तरद्वया मूर्धभिः सत्यलोकस्तु ब्रह्मलोकः सनातनः
ग्रीवायं जनलोकः ग्रीवा ग्रीवा मीन्स नेक नेक इज रिप्रेजेंट्स ऑफ द कॉस्मिक फॉर्म इज द जनलोक एंड तपोलोकस्तरद्वयात् इट सेज द ब्रेस्ट इज कंसीडर्ड एज tapaloka, but Mahatma say it is the two lips. Two lips, because we are slowly coming from feet to up. So the tapa is the two lips. Murdhavi satyalokastu, murdhavi head, is the satyaloka. And that satyaloka is the brahmaloka or Vaikuntha or Kailas, whatever. There is no changes there in that loka. That is called the satyaloka. Therefore it is said brahmaloka sanatana. Sanatana means eternal. There is no change there.
Tatkatyam chayatalam kriptam urubhyam vitalam vibho janubhyam sutalam shuddham janghabhyam tutalatalam.
So the lower loka is now explained. Tatkatabhyam chayatalam. Atalam is the hips. Then urubhyam vitalam. Uru thighs. Thighs is vital. Janubhyam sutala. What is Janubhyam? Janubhyam is the knee. Knee is treated as sutala. And Jangabhyam to talatalam. Jangabhyam, the four legs. Is calf. It's called the talatalam. Then mahatalam.
Mahatalam to gulpabhyam, pravadabhyam, rasatalam, patalam, padatalata, iti lokamayam kumar.
Mahatalam to gulpabhyam. Gulpa? Gulpa is what? Ankle. Ankle. Gulpa. Mahatalam. And prapadabhyam, rasatalam. Rasatalam is the upper part of the feet. Is the rasatal. Patalam, padatala. The lower portion of the path is called patal. Iti lokamaya puman. It is in this way exhibited in the Virat Purus.
Bhurloka kalpita padbhyam bhuvarlokasya navidah swarloka kalpita murdhna iti valoka kalpana.
In other way you can also imagine. Now we are imagining only bhuvaswa. Earlier we imagined 14 lokas, 7 up from the waistline up and 7 downward. Now we are imagining only 3, Bhu, Bhuva and Suva. So Bhu loka kalpita padabhyam, the feet is considered as Bhu loka. And Bhuva is the nabhi, is the center, and Suva is the head. This way also you can imagine also. Iti.
इति श्रीमद्भागवते महापुराणे पारमहंस्यां संहितायां द्वितीयस्कन्धे पञ्चमोऽध्यायः.
So we have covered chapter 5 of canto 2 of Bhagavat. Chapter 6 is the glory of the Virat Swarup. It will tell you what is the nadi, what is the mountain, what are these trees, the whole detail of the Virat group will be given. This will take up in our next session.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Sri Guru.
And thought is in Purusha Sukta.